traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Look, could you imagine 40 days before we leave here, the saved dead people rise and walk this earth again? Now, I'm going to talk to you about some things. I'm going to tell you that this zombie rage may not be a bad thing. It may not be a bad thing. And also, there's a polarization that could happen at that moment. If the devil knows that the resurrection is going to happen, if he wanted to prepare the world to be hostile to it, wouldn't he do it just before it happened? And isn't it happening now about zombies? Guys, I don't know. We may not have too long.
And the dead in Christ will rise first. I believe the dead in Christ is going to rise. And I think they're going to walk the earth for 40 days, just like they did here. Then, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. They shall have a... Now, think about this. It says they're going to rise first. You explain it. Okay? If you don't like my explanation, give me yours. And I'll be as critical of yours as you're going to be of mine. Let me ask you this. If they're going to come up for 40 days before we all leave, look here. He said it's going to be like the days of Noah, days of Lot. Both of those, in both cases, there was a warning. In Noah's day, they preached for 120 years. In Lot's day, I don't know how long it was. It probably was not 40 days. But remember, he went out and tried to convince his daughters and his sons-in-law, judgment is coming. He tried to tell them something was going to happen. Did he not? He tried to let them know. God has never... If we just instantaneously disappeared right now, God gains nothing. We gain everything. He gains nothing. But if there is a pre-event to our leaving, if the dead came up, and it says there in verse Matthew chapter 27 that they came up and they walked in the city, we're seeing them many. Now, would you say you've got something to watch for? Man, and I don't think you're going to see it right there at the grocery counter. I mean, all of a sudden, the New York Times is going to sound like the National Enquirer. The problem is, now, think about this. If you were dead, you're saved, you're dead. How many of you are saved and got a lost family member? All right, if you're dead and you came up today and you knew you had 40 days, what would you be doing? But you don't look, here's Mike Bartle. You say you got a lost family member? All right, Mike Bartle comes up from the grave. He's going to go to his family member, but he doesn't look like him. In fact, if we do indeed look exactly like Christ, he's going to be walking around with holes in his hands and his scars on his head and a hole in his side. Now, can you imagine how the headline is going to read? When overnight, there's a man preaching on the street with holes in his hands, claims to be D.L. Moody. Right?
Witches are now socially acceptable. Vampires are now socially acceptable. Warlocks and wizards are now socially acceptable. Is that not true? But what was not socially acceptable and still isn't? Zombies. Somebody who was dead and came back to life. You know, you can go down to your gun store and buy a zombie slayer. Oh, yeah, go to Cabela's or any gun store, and they have this little gun, and it'll be a little green thing, it'll say zombie slayer. I mean, you can buy a gun that says zombie slayer on the side. You can buy zombie slayer bullets. Yeah. Now, if you have those, I have got some really bad news. These guys are coming up in the same body Jesus Christ came up in, and ain't gonna do no good. I mean, they're not going to be on. That's my best Joe Biden imitation I can do. But they're not going to, I mean, you know, the zombies are going to go, you're going to go bang, bang, bang. They're going to go, oh, that's all you got, pal. You're in trouble. But that's okay, because they're not going to be eating your brain either. That's why Joe Biden has nothing to fear. If there were zombies, they'd run up to him and go, oh, it's Joe Biden. I could starve to death around here. But I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to come up in their resurrection body for 40 days. I think they're going to carry the gospel to their friends. Who would you go to? If you came back up and had 40 days, is there not somebody you'd look up? I mean, you don't have to eat, sleep, or anything else. Boy, you talk about the turmoil of this world. And then 40 days later, we leave. Now, so guys, but here's the thing about the zombies. When everything else deplorable became socially acceptable, how come the world didn't make zombies socially acceptable? Unless somebody's going to come up from the dead, and the devil doesn't want anybody accepting them. And instead of just coming back and rescuing us, if you give a 40-day warning, you're going to get some. It's going to be the greatest soul-winning effort by you in history. And who knows how many will get saved. And then you would be so gracious as to give us one last chance to get right and not have to answer to things before you. You are so gracious. You are so merciful. You are so kind. And then you're going to come and take us. And we do know you're going to come and take us.